dispute. Environment and Land Court Judge, Justice Kamau Mugo, has stated that endless historical land disputes are the root cause of major criminal offenses in Nyamira County. Justice Mugo made this statement at an open day for the judiciary at the Nyamira Law Courts, where members of the public had a chance to freely interact with the judiciary staff out of the strict protocols of court proceeding to better understand its procedures and mandate in a more relaxed environment. The judge pointed out that members of the public are readily induced into use of shortcuts to undertake succession of land and property of the deceased relatives. When a disgruntled beneficiary discovers that some fishy property deals have been undertaken, they revenge by other criminal offenses like assault, murder, or any other forms of violence, he stated. Environment and Land Court Judge, Justice Kamau Mugo, in cream trouser, and Judge Wilfred Orokwene, second right with cap, with other judiciary staff of Nyamira Law Courts, entertain members of the public at their open day event. Mugo assured that this trend will always backfire once brought before court, because due process must be followed in land matters. I will expedite land matters to reduce it related criminal offenses so long as all the evidence on the matter before court is availed. Land and property matter in Nyamira are very emotive, and some graft land offices or scrupulous cartels hoovering outside the lands office dupe you to use shortcuts in transferring property and land titles without even attending the land boards. Be warned that when such matters will be brought before my court, I will cancel them without regrets or apologies, Judge Mugo warned. He was very categorical that dubious procedures are very costly at the end of the day, because people spend a lot of money covering up the corrupt deals, but the truth will be very clear once the matter is brought before the court. Several criminal offenses brought before my colleague judge, ranging from murder, suicide, rape, defilement, assault, and even gender-based violence, root back to unsettled land disputes during investigations of such matters, explained Judge Mugo. Justice Wilfred Orokwene of Nyamira High Court assured that Nyamira Law Court staff is determined to remain independent, transparent, accountable, and responsible to the needs of people of Nyamira, where they expect justice to be dispensed. The judiciary staff of Nyamira Law Courts having a peaceful walk in town during an open day to interact with members of the public outside court. She affirmed that the open day was an opportunity for members of the public to have interactive sessions with the entire Nyamira Law Court's judiciary staff and have a comprehensive view and understanding on how justice is administered during court proceedings. We encourage you to ask questions, give us feedback on your perception about our services. We are here to serve you, and your views are crucial in shaping the justice system that truly reflects the values and affiliations of our society, Judge Okwene said. The county attorney Erastus Arena, who represented Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo, appreciated the judiciary's cordial collaboration and relations they have had while dispensing the duties, and the initiative of an open day which gives members of the public a chance to interact and interrogate the judicial processes. I urge that you equally educate citizens on the alternative dispute resolution mechanisms like mediation, reconciliation, and arbitration, which are equally as efficient in dispute resolution. I recommend your invaluable support in dispensing justice, a sure sign that you endeavor to safeguard the Constitution of Kenya and support the milestones achieved since devolved governments were initiated. Nyamira County Government promises to continue with the collaboration to ensure justice to our people is not just a promise but a reality, the county attorney said. The open day was themed Making Environment and Land Justice a Reality. Was marked by a tree planting exercise at Mbonga Secondary School, with a peaceful walk in Nyamira town giving members of the public opportunity to fully understand how the courts execute their justice mandate.